This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service reported the discovery of a box tree moth recently in a Kent County home. The box tree moth, typically found in New York, Michigan, and Massachusetts, is an unexpected find here in Delaware. They're federally regulated bugs that mostly feed on boxwood shrubs, and if left unchecked, can quickly destroy and potentially kill plants. Delaware Public Media's Joe Irizarry caught up with Brian Kunkel, Cooperative Extension Specialist of Ornamentals Integrated Pest Management at the University of Delaware, to learn more about the box tree moth and how to prevent this invasive pest from spreading throughout the state.
When we say an insect is invasive, can you define that for us and what it exactly means to be an invasive species?
Most people refer to invasive species as being species that are not native to the area, and that are able to come in, establish a population, and reproduce successfully and spread throughout that area, and often will damage potential host plants or outcompete native fauna or animals that are there and make life difficult for them to be able to persist, so that eventually it becomes more and more commonly seen and more destructive in its behavior and what it does. And so in the case of the box tree moth, when you first get that first population come in and the females lay their eggs, they feed a little bit on the boxwood, and then that first generation completes itself probably before any natural enemies are able to recognize it as a suitable host or something that they can eat. And then they have each one of those gets to find a partner potentially, and then increase the population even more. And then so as that occurs, until natural enemies or human intervention, their populations can start to cause quite a bit of damage. And often invasive insects are the result of human shipping of things. We'll accidentally, for example, for like the spotted lanternfly, it came over accidentally on food on packing or crates or whatever, and we didn't know it was here. And then, the next year, there it was. And so the box tree moth hadn't been in Delaware. And the only way that I'm aware that it would have been able to get here, because it's not that great a flyer. I mean, it's strong, but not hundreds of miles strong in its flight capability, would be to have human-assisted movement into a new location.
Well, you don't necessarily have to speak to specifics with the box tree and how it was specifically found, but do you have an idea of how that process normally works with an invasive insect as reported and how the state manages invasive insect cases?
My understanding is that the USDA and the Department of Agriculture work close hand in hand and are made aware of arthropods of concern, meaning those that are potentially invasive for our area that have been discovered in states or other locations on the continent that could be problematic for our state or our region. And then they have professionals that keep their eye open for those occurrences as they go about their daily activities regarding, depending on what those are. I mean, if you're a nursery inspector, as you look at nursery crops, you're going to inspect the crop in question for an ornamental pest like the box. You're going to look for those to see if you see them come in so it doesn't get into the landscape. The downside is there's always not enough people to get all the work done. Plus, there's so many plants that you can't inspect every single plant. That would be a near impossibility to look at every single plant in every single nursery all year long. I mean, it's a numbers game, and we focus activities are focused upon the life cycles of those invasives, and everybody does the best that they can or what's expected of them. I mean, they do as good a job as anybody else would, obviously. Otherwise, if we were perfect, we wouldn't be having this discussion. And so with the way trade has gone and expanded, with it occurring much more worldwide all over the place, not in specific ports, Although it occurs with greater frequency in some of the larger ports, it makes it easier or facilitates the ability of some animals and even plants that are not from our area to sneak in unobserved. And then they get a foothold, and then it can become a challenge for those said agencies working with other professionals to try and eradicate them when possible. Unfortunately, that's often quite difficult and impossible once it's already here and by the time we find it. And if you think about like the emerald ash borer, for example, it snuck in by the time we saw it and noticed it causing significant damage in Michigan near Detroit. It had already been here. We just don't know how many years because we didn't know when it first got here. And it had built up a population that essentially made eradication near impossible. Hopefully, I mean, we do the best we can to keep the expansion down. Unfortunately, some of those arthropods or plants or diseases are able to get a foothold that's strong enough that we can't get rid of.
So what other invasive insects might we see this time of year in Delaware? And what should we keep an eye out for?
So if you have crepe myrtles, there is the crepe myrtle bark scale. The University of Maryland and University of Delaware have been working on it in the Mid-Atlantic, trying to get an idea of when their populations fluctuate. And we're about to start the second generation, we think. There's been tons of work that's been done by scientists in the Southeast and in the Gulf Coast states that got a good base work of how it acts in the United States and what feeds on it and management options. But nobody has really done a lot of that in the Atlantic. And so some of that requires knowledge of their phenology or when the crawlers, for example, are at their peaks or out and about moving on the plant so that we can better time and target or control operations. And so we're trying to determine what some of that is. Spotted lanternfly adults, the Department of Ag in Delaware and the USDA do a great job of coordinating, communicating their observations and their efforts in trying to watch and manage and reduce the movement of spotted lanternflies. They do an excellent job with that. And they informed us a couple weeks ago that the first adults for spotted lanternfly are out up and down the state. And so that could be an invasive insect that we would see. Emerald ash borer is flying, it's an exotic invasive. I would imagine that their adult activity is probably starting to wane. They usually start activity, I think, in around the end of May, and then big flights or a lot of activity in June, and then, of course, goes after ash trees. So the box tree moth, obviously, it has been found here. Its exact timing for its activity, I'm not 100% certain when those generations. I've read that we may have two, possibly three here, but two seems like a more certain, but I'm not sure exactly when those time periods are. I know that we just recently, we had a couple in captivity. They were double bagged so that they couldn't escape. We had cocoons and they just emerged. So I would imagine that out in the landscape near that site where they initially were found, if they had not been treated, that we could be having adults flying potentially. I can't say for certain because control efforts were done. If I had to guess, if there were some that avoided management, then we could be having adults flying again. And how long before we'd have caterpillars feeding, I'm not sure, but I would imagine it'd be a week or two. You could start seeing caterpillars again. But those are the biggest invasives that I can think of off the top of my head that are a concern.
And some invasive insects are worse than others, right? Or are they just all disruptive and destructive in their own way?
So some of it depends. So, for example, emerald ash borer is quite destructive on ash trees. But ash trees are a smaller component of our forests than they are, say, in Pennsylvania, Ohio, or Michigan. When we have ashes, a lot of times it's around homes or homeowner association subdivisions and whatnot. We can have a few more ash trees in those locations, so the impact may be greater seen there. But in terms of the overall like forest community, the impact would be less compared to say what we had with Dutch elm disease or whatnot in the past. Spotted lanternfly for ornamentals, or meaning like trees and shrubs around people's yard. The spotted lanternfly is really nothing more than a nuisance in that it does not cause mortality of trees. It may stress some trees, and if the infestation's high enough, it could potentially stress a tree to the point where multiple years of that, it could be susceptible to something else. That doesn't mean it's not a threat for grapes and hops. So any vineyard that has spotted lanternfly, they should be concerned. In regards to corn, soybean, watermelon, and peppers, three big agricultural crops in Delaware, it really doesn't have that much of an impact. Whereas brown marmorated stink bug, when it came, when it was really high in populations around 2010, 2012, that time frame, it had a bigger impact on our traditional ag production, soybean, corn. It was a bigger pest. Crepe myrtle bark scale, it reduces the flowering of crepe myrtles, and it'll take a really pretty barked tree and cover it in honeydew, which gets colonized by sooty mold, and it's kind of gray and dingy and dirty looking. So it'll take a really pretty tree and make it look unkempt and unhealthy when the tree itself is mostly okay. It's just not able to produce as many flowers, and it doesn't look as nice. And so for each invasive pest, the impact it has in terms of economic impacts or wildlife impacts, it can vary from spot to spot.
So let's say we find an invasive insect like the box tree moth. What should we do? Kill it and report it? What's the best course of action?
The best course of action I'm aware of is to inform the Department of Agriculture. And if you don't know what the Department of Agriculture's number is, or you can't get a hold of them, you could reach out to Cooperative Extension in any of the offices and let them know. And then we would inform the Department of Ag.
Thanks to UD's Brian Kunkel, Cooperative Extension Specialist in Ornamentals Integrated Pest Management, and our Joey Irizarry, for taking time to join us on The Green this week. And The Green continues next with Arts Playlist, where we preview a new exhibition that explores the meaning of truth at the Biggs Museum of American Art. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.